Welcome to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents.
Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static.
In today's episode, Think Long-Term Care Insurance is Your Client's Only Option? We explore short-term care insurance and its benefits. ASG Episode 17, Short-Term Care Insurance, a Top LTCI Alternative for Clients, written by Roxanne Anderson. Say your client wants long-term care insurance, but their application is declined due to their age or health, or they simply can't afford the premiums. Fear not, short-term care insurance is another solution. If you sell long-term care insurance plans, you should offer short-term care insurance plans as well. Not familiar with that form of coverage, or not sure when to recommend that a client go with STCI instead of LTCI? We've got you covered. What is short-term care insurance? Short-term care insurance, or STCI, also recognized as short-term recovery care insurance, is one of the best long-term care insurance, or LTCI, alternatives. It too offers coverage for nursing home stays, assisted living, and home health care. The biggest difference between the two is that short-term care insurance plans generally cover 1 year of qualifying care or less, as opposed to long-term care plans, which can cover care for 1 year to an unlimited amount of time. Many short-term care policies have a zero-day elimination period, which allows beneficiaries to start receiving benefits the first day they qualify for them. They can also have more lenient underwriting, higher issue ages, and lower monthly premiums than long-term care insurance policies. Some STCI carriers will only ask a couple of health-related questions, issue up to ages 84 or 89, and/or offer plans under $50 per month, as well as other incentives like help with prescription drugs. Who are the ideal clients for STCI? The Department of Health and Human Services reports that 70% of individuals will need some form of long-term care after turning 65 years old. However, did you know the American Association for Long-Term Care Insurance found that approximately 41% of LTCI claims don't last longer than 1 year? Ideal STCI clients desire a cheaper alternative to long-term care insurance. They're too old to qualify for LTCI. They have health issues. They've been declined for LTCI, and they're single women. STCI rates are not gender-based, like long-term care insurance rates, which are typically higher for females. We've got a link to a great infographic in our show notes that highlights LTCI prospects who could benefit from short-term care insurance. The American Association for Long-Term Care Insurance also reports 90% of short-term care insurance buyers were age 60 or older in 2015. Keep that and the characteristics we just mentioned in mind as you're determining if someone fits into the STCI client profile. How to decide if your client should buy long-term care or short-term care insurance? With all the LTCI and STCI products on the market today, you can now offer your clients multiple solutions to the ever-increasing cost of care for nursing home or home health care services. While a variety of options allows you to better accommodate the unique needs of clients, it can make it difficult to determine which product is the right fit for certain situations. If you're stuck deciding between long-term and short-term care insurance, always look at your client's age, health, and budget to help you decide which is the best option. An STCI policy can provide clients who cannot qualify for or afford LTCI with at least some coverage. If your client can qualify for long-term care insurance, whether or not they should buy it comes down to what types of benefits they want and how much they'd be willing to pay for them. And remember, if your client does purchase LTCI, they can also buy a short-term care policy to cover its elimination period. STCI policy sales have been on the rise, and we expect them to continue to grow. These types of plans can open doors for individuals who might have otherwise assumed they were closed. Add these plans to your portfolio, and you'll be the one with the key to coverage. To learn more about short-term care insurance, visit our show notes. We've got a link to the infographic we mentioned earlier, as well as links to a couple articles and the statistics we mentioned in this episode. That's it for this installment of the Agent Survival Travel Guide podcast. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate your support. And if you like the show or listen on a regular basis, we would love to hear from you. It takes just a moment to leave a review on the Apple Podcast app or in iTunes. Let us know what you like best, what you'd like to hear, even if you just want to click on a star without leaving a review. All of that feedback helps us to make a better show for you, the agent. And that's what the Agent Survival Guide team is all about, helping you do business more efficiently. So please, we'd love it if you left a review, and you never know, you just might hear your name and your comments on a future episode. Thank you again for your support. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next episode.